Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical success, Brigadoon, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Jane Powell and Clark Dennis. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Clark Dennis and the lovely singing star of the screen, Jane Powell, join me in bringing you one of the most charming musicals in recent years, the delightful Scotch fantasy, Brigadoon.
This is what happened, the strange thing that happened to two weary hunters who lost their way.
Couple of fine game hunters we are. We come all the way over from New York, and the first night out, we get lost.
Maybe we took the high road instead of the low road.
Wait a minute. Do you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Look, down there in the valley, a town.
But I thought you said there were no towns listed on the map around here.
I did, but there's certainly one there. With a peculiar heavy fog all around it.
Well, that's strange. There's no other mist in the valley except over that village.
Let's walk over to it. Can't be very far. Come on. I beg your pardon, miss. Could you tell us where we are?
Of course. You're in Brigadoon.
Brigadoon? There's no town called Brigadoon on the map.
Oh, I shouldn't be surprised. It isn't on the map for good and sound reasons.
What's everybody all dressed up for?
Oh, there's a big wedding going to take place today.
Yours?
No, my sister's.
You're not married already, are you?
Oh, no. No, I never found anyone up till now who could make me think of it. You see, many a lassie, as everyone knows, will try to be married before 25. So she'll agree to most any proposal. All he must be is a man and alive. I hold a dream and there's no compromising. I know there's one certain lady for me. One day he'll come walking o'er the horizon. Should he not, then an old maid I'll be. Foolish ye may say, foolish I will stay.
But you see, I believe that there's a lady waiting, and a woman afraid, who's waiting for my
A girl like you shouldn't have any trouble finding the right boy.
Ah, well, thank you, sir. Are you from England?
No, we're from America.
America?
Yes. We came to Scotland on a hunting trip, and right away we got lost in the forest. We've been walking around all night.
Oh, then he must be very tired and hungry. There's a little tavern on the next street where you can get some food.
Oh, sounds good to me. Let's go, Tommy.
Well, you go on ahead, Jeff. I want to make a call first. Is there a phone around here?
A phone?
Oh, yes.
I didn't think we have one.
No phones? Say, what kind of a nutty town is this, anyway?
Brigadoon is a wonderful town. And if you don't like it, well, you can go back where you came from.
You don't like me very much, do you?
I like you very much. I just didn't like what you said. Now, hadn't you better be joining your friend at the tavern?
What are you going to do?
Gather some heather for the wedding.
May I go with you?
No, I'll do it much faster alone.
I won't bother you, really. Maybe I'm the one who's slightly nutty, but...
And we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees, out where there's a hillside of heather curtsying gently in the breeze. That's what I'd like to do, see the heather but with you. Mr. May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill.
The morning dew is blinking yonder.
Rich and rare, there may be other springs as full and fair,
but they won't be the same. They'll come and go.
For this I know, that when the mist is in the gloaming
and all the clouds are holding still,
all the clouds are holding still,
things if you want to. Come now, let's be off.
Good morning, darling.
Oh, good morning to you, Charlie. This is,
Well, my name's Tommy Albright.
Mine's Fiona McLaren, and this is Charlie Dalrymple. He's marrying my sister today.
I'm glad to know you, Charlie.
Well, thank you. I was hunting for the schoolmaster, Fiona. I wanted to ask him something about the miracle.
The what?
Shh, Charlie.
What did he say about a miracle?
Oh, it's just a saying we have here in Brigadoon. I'll explain it to you later.
But I...
Charlie, you won't forget to come over this afternoon and sign the family Bible, hmm?
No, I'll be over all right. But now I have some errands to do. Glad to have met you.
Same here. Now, what was that business about a miracle?
Oh, that. I'm sorry. I cannot say.
But you said you'd tell me later.
I know, but I cannot say.
Fiona?
I?
If I stuck around here today, would you take me to the wedding?
Oh, why do you suddenly want to stay?
I kinda say.
Oh, of course I'll take you. And now are you going to help me gather the heather, or are you too tired?
Tired? Why, I never felt better in my whole life.
maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim like a woman and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
As we walk up the break, not a word will we say.
Why, it's almost like being in love.
And your arm linked in mine makes the world kind of fine.
Why, it's almost like being in love.
Like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way
that I feel when that bell starts to peal,
I would swear I was falling.
I could swear I was falling.
It's almost like being
Return to the second act of Brigadoon in just a moment. But first, from the very beginning of railroads in America, there have been problems to face and to solve. First, there was the problem of getting railroads built to keep pace with the expanding needs of a rapidly growing nation. By the beginning of the present century, that task was nearly completed, and the railroads were turning to their new problem of intensive improvement of plant and equipment to meet the increasing transportation demands of a productive America. Today, there are only about 35,000 more miles of railroad line than there were half a century ago. But the total mileage of all tracks, including yards and sidings and additional main running tracks, has gone up four times that much. And mile for mile, today's tracks are far better and safer than those of 50 years ago. And this is just one measurement of how the railroads build for greater capacity, efficiency, economy, and safety. There aren't many more locomotives, for example, than there were 50 years ago. But the average locomotive has more than double the power and far more than double the performance ability of the locomotives of 1900. There aren't many more freight cars, but the total carrying capacity of the freight car fleet today has increased nearly three times, and the actual freight performance of the railroads has quadrupled. As the new railroads go into the second half of the century, they face new problems, but they have the use of the better plant and equipment which they have built with railroad money in the years just past. And in the years ahead, they will continue their program of improvement and progress to the end that they shall be able to produce better transportation service with the greatest possible dependability and efficiency and at the lowest possible cost. And now here is the second act of Brigadoon, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Jane Powell and Clark Dennis.
Today, the founder of a new clan.
Oh, Charlie. I'm glad you're here. Now take this quill and sign the wedding paragraph from the family Bible before you forget it.
Very well, lass. Charles MacPherson Dalrymple. There, it is done. Now, where's Jeannie?
She's upstairs dressing, but you can't see her, Charlie. It's bad luck for the groom to see the bride afore her wedding.
Jeannie! Jeannie, darling!
Charlie, you can't see her.
Jeannie. Come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. Darling, my darling, tis I. Kiss me good day. Give me your lips and don't take them away.
Charlie, please go away.
Because they've told me I can't behold ye till wedding music starts playing. To ease my longing, there's nothing wrong in me standing. And saying,
oh, come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day.
Darling, my darling, 'tis all I can say. Come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day.
You're
right. And don't forget to make Jeannie be in time for the wedding.
Now, don't you be late. Tommy?
Yes?
Will you and Jeff bring some of that heather in here and pretty up the room for the wedding, huh?
Anything you say, Fiona.
Thank you, Tommy. Now, give me a bunch of it, and I'll take it up to Jeannie for a wedding bouquet.
Here you are, darling.
Thank you, dearie. I won't be long.
Well, so it's darling and dearie now, is it?
I guess it's time we were starting back. There's no hurry, Jeff. Let's stay for the wedding. Then we can...
Wait a minute. Look at this.
What?
This Bible. Read what it says here.
Fiona. Born October 10th, 1722. Jean. Born April 8th, 1728.
And get this.
Married Jean McLaren to Charles MacPherson Dalrymple. May 24th, 1746.
Wait a minute. No Brigadoon on the map. No phones in the whole town. Something about a miracle. Fiona?
Aye, Tommy. What is it?
Is this your name here in this Bible?
Aye, but...
Aye, but what's the explanation?
You must talk with our schoolmaster, Mr. Lindley, about that. He's the only one who can explain about Brigadoon.
Well, let's go and see Mr. Lundy right now.
Very well, Mr. Albright. If Fiona insists, I'll tell you everything. But let me warn you beforehand, you won't believe a word I say. What happened in Brigadoon was a miracle, and most folks didn't believe in miracles.
Go on.
200 years ago, this very day, we had an old minister of the Kirk in Brigadoon named Mr. Forsyth.
Oh, and a good man he was.
The kindest in Scotland. He knew he was getting old, and he wanted to protect the people of Brigadoon from the evils of the outside world after he died. So he went out to a hill beyond Brigadoon and prayed that Brigadoon and all the people in it should vanish into the Helan mist.
Vanish?
Aye, but not for always. Brigadoon was to return just as it was, for one day every 100 years.
It's incredible.
You see, in this way, Mr. Forsyth figured there would be no change in the lives of the people. We'd all go on living our customary lives, but just wouldn't it be in any century long enough to be touched by it.
And all this happened 200 years ago.
Aye, lad. Which, you see, is only 2 days ago to us. For when we awakened the morning after Mr. Forsythe had prayed for the miracle, he was gone. And it was 100 years later.
Look, Mr. Lundy, I'm not saying I believe all this. But just for argument's sake, suppose a stranger like me came to Brigatoon and wanted to stay. Could he?
Aye. Mr. Forsythe provided for that. A stranger can stay if he loves someone in Brigadoon enough to want to give up everything to be with that person. Which is how it should be. Because after all, lad, if you love someone deeply enough, anything is possible.
I think I like that part best.
But at night, when you go to sleep, what's it like?
Well, sometimes at night, I seem to hear strange voices. No words I can remember. Just voices from the outside world, filled with a fearful longing. You know, there must be lots of folks out there who'd like a Brigadoon.
Tommy, I left our knapsacks at the tavern. I'm going down to get them. We must leave right after the wedding.
Okay, Jeff.
What are you thinking, Tommy? You're so quiet.
It isn't real. None of it's real. This town isn't real. You aren't real, and this feeling.
Oh, what feeling, Tommy? Tell me what you feel.
Well,
this is hard to say, but as I wandered through the lee, I felt for just a fleeting moment that I suddenly was free of being lonely. Then I closed my eyes and saw the very reason why. I saw a man with his head bowed low. His heart had no place to go. I thought to myself with a sigh, there, but for you, go on. I saw a man walking by the sea, alone with the tide was he. I looked and I thought as I watched him go by, there, for you, no I. Lonely men around me, trying not to cry, till the day you found me, there among them was I. I saw a man who had never known a love that was all his own. I thought as I thanked all the stars in the sky, there but for you,
darling.
I love you, Fiona. I guess that's all there is to it.
Oh, I wanted to hear you say it, even though it be at the last minute like this.
The last minute?
You're going to leave Brigadoon. I know it.
It isn't that I don't love you.
You mean you're not sure you can accept everything?
That's about it.
Well, then you must go. I'll miss you, but I think I'll be less lonely now than I was before you came. I think real loneliness is not being in love in vain, but not being in love at all.
Hurry up, Tommy. With luck, we can reach the mountain before dark. You know, for a while, I was afraid you were going to stay in that Highland voodoo town. Yep, they You were right. Brigadoon is vanishing into the mist again. Ah, you'll forget all about that place. Yes, and about that girl, too, once we get back to civilization.
I think real loneliness is not being in love in vain, but not being in love at all.
You're right, Fiona. You understood, but I didn't.
Tommy, who are you talking to?
Jeff, I believe in her. I believe in Brigadoon, and I'm going back.
Tommy, you can't. It's dark, and Brigadoon has already disappeared.
Even so, I'm going back.
Look, Jeff. Look. The mist is rising again. Brigadoon is still there.
And here comes the schoolmaster.
Bobby! Tommy, lad. You must really love her.
You woke us all up. Brigadoon had disappeared and you brought it back again. Remember what I told you? When you love someone deeply enough, anything is possible. Even miracles.
Tommy.
Fiona. Oh, Fiona.
So long, Tommy. So long, Jeff.
You're gonna stay.
I'm going to stay forever.
I would swear I was falling.
I could swear I was falling.
It's almost like me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And a big vote of thanks to our two guests, Jane Powell and Clark Dennis, and to the other members of our cast, Ted Osborne and Peter Leeds, for their fine performances in tonight's production of Brigadoon. Next week, the lovely Metropolitan Opera soprano Dorothy Kirsten will join Francis X. Bushman and myself in presenting the wonderful music of Fritz Kreisler and Victor Jacobi in the romantic operetta Apple Blossoms. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the Association of American Railroads. Right now, a reminder. The Association has just published a new and revised edition of the fascinating and informative booklet, Quiz on Railroads and Railroading. It's crammed with interesting information in question and answer form, plus many exciting photographs of railroads in action. I know you'll find this quiz book every bit as interesting as I have. And now here's Marvin Miller to tell you how to get your copy without charge.
Friends, to receive your free copy of this highly informative quiz book, just send your name and address to the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. That address again is the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next week, goodbye.
Tonight's performance of Brigadoon was transcribed in Hollywood and adapted by Gene Holloway from the musical play Brigadoon, with book and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner and music by Frederick Lowy, as produced at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City by Cheryl Crawford. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Jane Powell appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of East Side, West Side, starring Barbara Stanwyck, James Mason, and Van Heflin. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.